Recorded live in the Phantasmo Lounge, high atop the Montag Building in beautiful Midtown Portsmouth, Virginia. It's Phantasmo After Dark with your host, Rob Floyd. Tonight's topic, Something Weird Video. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the old podcast here. We've been away, I think, off a week because of Monster Bash, which was fantastic. If you ever get a chance to go up to Monster Bash in PA there, just outside of Pittsburgh in Mars, Pennsylvania, it is the classic monster convention. It's been going on for about 20 years, put on by Ron Adams. Puts on a great show. It's a lot of fun. We had a blast. All classic monster stuff. You're not going to see Jason and Freddy and stuff like that. It's all Frankenstein, Wolfman, Dracula, It Conquered the World, Creature from the Black Lagoon, all kinds of, you know, just that era stuff and people that love that kind of stuff. Big dealer's room, lots of panels and stuff going on. Special guest, got to meet the Creature from the Black Lagoon, Riku Browning, and Teenage Frankenstein, and a few other people there. Really cool, got to hang out with some old friends, Mike and Diane, and Danny and Rebecca and Eric, and chat with some horror hosts like Penny Dreadful and Mr. Lobo, and make some new friends, John Kitley of Kitley's Crypt. Enjoyed hanging with him and talking a lot. That was a lot of fun, cool guy. And we just had a blast there. If you get a chance, go by all means. Highly recommended. We're going back next year. We've already set up and got a dealer's table, so we're going to be back there again. Check out their webpage. Just look up Monster Bash, and it'll come up. Also, before I get off of that, while we were up there, just 10 minutes away, there's another incentive to go, just 10 minutes away from the Monster Bash Hotel is the Evansville Cemetery. Now, if you don't know what the Evansville Cemetery is, you should. It is the cemetery that they used at the beginning of the original Night of the Living Dead. You know, they're coming to get you, Barbara. That scene. It was awesome. You just drive right up there. The chapel is still there. They've restored it, but it still looks pretty much the same. And as soon as you drive in and you just kind of drive up the main road and cut straight to the left there, just a couple of yards from that chapel is the tombstones that are in the main scene where she's kneeling down, and then the other one where Barbara's being chased by the zombie and runs and kind of leans against it. They're right there. You can take all the pictures you want and be like at an actual classic horror location. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. And that's something free to do up there. So check that out. Now on to tonight's topic, Something Weird Video. This is a company that is near and dear to my heart. They put out some of the most obscure, forgotten films, most of which that you probably never heard of. And there's some in their catalog that you have heard of. I'll go over that in just a little bit. Now the company, I remember seeing them at conventions way back in the 90s and early 2000s and stuff with VHS tapes. And that's how they started out. The company started in 1990. Mike Vranney, I think, is how you pronounce it. V-R-A-N-E-Y. God bless him. He found all these obscure films over the years and transferred them to VHS and then later to DVD. Films that would be lost and we never would have been able to see. All kinds of genres. I mean, you're talking from burlesque to striptease to nudist camp films, nudie cutie films, roughies, horror, monsters, drug education films, driver's ed films, sword and sandal pictures, jungle pictures, redneck films, all kinds of movies, rare shorts, obscure short subjects, and most of them have a great bit of nudity in them, which is the, you know, the big draw for most people. But they are these real weird and lost films that this guy's found. And unfortunately, Mike passed away in 2014, but his wife has kept the company going. And you can order the films right from there, somethingweird.com. They also have a streaming service, which is pretty cool. If you want to subscribe to that, you can watch all their stuff. There's like over 2,500 titles, I think, in their vaults there. You can also get their films on Amazon. But I remember going to conventions and they would get tables, like 3-4 tables full of VHS tapes. And I got a few from them back in the day. And I think that was actually my first exposure to Paul Naschy films. They had Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman. I got on VHS many, many, many moons ago. So for that alone, I owe a debt to Something Weird Video. But there's so many different kinds of films. And I tell you, if you like or know of directors such as Harry Novak and Doris Wishman, David F. Friedman, Herschel Gordon Lewis, Frank Henlotter, then this is the company for you to check out. If you don't know those names, then you should still check this company out and get to know them. B to Z Movies is what they advertise themselves as producing, putting out, distributing. And it's true. Varying in quality of ineptitude to to good film, actually good, enjoyable watching movies, it runs the gamut. Some of them are a little slow, and some of them are a lot of fun. It depends on what you're into, what mood you're in, but highly recommended to check this company out. I tell you, one thing to start with, if you can find it, and I believe it is on Amazon still, is it's called Something Weird Videos, the Extra Weird Sampler. So the Something Weird, Extra Weird Sampler, you can pick up really cheap. I think I originally got it for around $5. And all it is about 3 hours of trailers from Something Weird Video. And it's amazing. I think pretty much everybody that knows me or has ever been over to my house has seen this at some point or another, whether they liked it or not. They got to watch it. But it is amazing. And it goes alphabetically, and then it goes alphabetically again once it goes through them. And you're talking titles like The Adult Version of Jekyll and Hyde, The Amazing Transplant, Asylum of Satan, Blood Feast, Blood Freak, Blood Suckers, a lot of blood films, Color Me Blood Red, The Curious Dr. Hump, Deadly Weapons, Horrors of Spider Island, God Monster of Indian Flats, Erotic Adventures of Zorro, Please Don't Eat My Mother, The Naked Witch, The Mad Butcher, Scream in the Street, Satan in High Heels, and Something Weird, from where they got their title. Terror in the Midnight Sun, Traitor Horny, 2000 Maniacs, Verities, Wizard of Gore, Wham Bam, Thank You Spaceman. All kinds of titles. And like I said, they run the gamut from genre to genre. You go, there's a little science fiction, there's a lot of horror titles. All exploitation films, in one sense or another. And they all start... Almost every Something Weird title has this intro where the Something Weird logo comes on. It has a sound effect, and then it has some music, and then shows like 4 or 5 trailers from some of their more well-known films, like Bad Girls Go to Hell and Iga and some other films here and there. And it's that familiar sign of when that always comes on. Always, you know something. You know you're in for a treat one way or the other. Now, another title in their catalog there that I can't recommend enough. Besides, the Extra Weird Sampler is a must-have. Even if you're not planning on watching a bunch of their films, you really need to see this if you like cult films and weird films. And it's great to just put on at a party in the background and have playing while everybody's talking and hanging out, because something will come on screen that people will go, what? What was that? and have to stop and take a look at. But there's another disc they put out that's amazing. It's called Monsters Crash the Pajama Party, Spook Show Spectacular. And this one, I mean, you know, if you like this type of stuff like I do, and especially the spook show, the old traveling spook shows that used to go around. I know we've probably talked about this on a podcast in the past, but the traveling spook shows were live shows from, oh God, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and they died out in the late 70s, early 80s, pretty much. But they were traveling from movie theater to movie theaters all around the country, and it would be like... pretty much a live magic show, and then it would evolve into a horror magic show, a spook show, and where they would either like create the Frankenstein monster on stage, or it would always would end in a blackout, and things would fly around the theater, people would scream, then the lights would come up, and they would show a horror movie along with it. Whether it was an old horror movie, a classic film, or... few of them actually made short films to specifically to travel with the show. And this one, Monsters Crash the Pajama Party, is one of those. It's really a bad, low-budget film, a real piece of crap. But the hook in it was, there's a scene in this movie where a gorilla, they bring the gorilla, because it was a cheap monster to have, and he runs off screen. Well, what they would do in the theater, when the gorilla ran off screen, somebody in a gorilla suit would run from backstage, grab a girl from out of the front row and run backstage, and then he'd run back on the screen carrying the girl dressed in the same thing that the girl in the theater was wearing. She was a plant. And it was, you know, back then probably mind-blowing. And even today, something like that is still really cool to see. But it's a little piece of film history to be able to see this thing that would have been lost forever if Something Weird Video hadn't put it out. But also on this disc, Monsters Crash to the Pajama Party, it's loaded with stuff. The only thing bad about it is the menu screens are really difficult to navigate because there's no words. They're just pictures that when you move the left to right button or up and down, it'll highlight a different section of the screen and you click on it and then you find out what's on there, which is a neat adventure, I guess. But there's all kinds of cool stuff. Besides Monsters Crash to the Pajama Party, there's a short film called The Asylum of the Insane that's actually in 3D, and there's 3D glasses in the along with the disc. There's 45 minutes of rare Spook Show previews with trailers and from different films and all kinds of Spook Show stuff that's just awesome. There's some short subjects, some short spooky musical live-action bits, and I think a few little cartoons. There's horror film home movies that people made from the 20s and the 40s and the 60s, you know, made on 8mm and stuff, and these are a gas to watch. You got to see this. There's also an old spook house ride. You know, you get the old rickety car where you can sit in and like in the movie Funhouse, and you go through the metal doors and you go through and stuff is in the dark flying at you and all. Well, somebody, this is an old one from probably the 50s or the 60s where somebody had an 8mm camera and went through and filmed it as they were going through. Awesome. And then there's also a whole gallery of over 300 spook show and exploitation posters and stills and pictures and stuff in that era with radio spots as the audio. And that is amazing. That's something great to just have on while you're cleaning the house or going about, you know, doing chores and stuff, and you got that in the background. And also, if you could burn it to a disc, a CD, listen to it in your car while you're, you know, on a road trip, amazing. And there's so many other things on this disc I can't even begin to touch on. Monsters Crash to Pajama Party, Something Weird Video, worth every penny of it. The Extra Weird Sampler, worth every penny of it. Get these two discs as soon as you can. This company is amazing in the content, the amount of content that it's put out, and the types of films that it's put out. Like I said, it would have been lost forever. And most of these, almost all of these films, there's a few films you may have heard of. I mean, they picked up Basket Case and a few other films like that. And the Herschel Gordon Lewis stuff, 2000 Maniacs, Blood Feast, Color Me Blood Red, those are known pretty much to people in horror circles and all. But Something Weird has them for distribution. And they're on Blu-ray now, too. But the other films that you've never heard of are just amazing. And this stuff was all made. The thing that fascinates me the most about them is this fringe filmmaking back then. Like, I mean, before the 90s, okay? Before computers really came into being, personal computers and home use and technology caught up to Star Trek, to where anybody with a computer and a camera can make a movie now and put it, boom, it's right out there for anybody to see on the internet. This was before that. This is when you had to get a camera, you had to get film, you had to go out on locations, you had to get people together and make a movie. You had to film it, had to edit it, had to get the film developed. You know, you had to go to send it to a lab, and then you had to distribute it somehow for people to see. You had to get it in movie theaters, whether it was just a short run at local theaters or drive-ins or the grindhouse circuit, or it did regionally. It was actual film in an actual theater. That's the only way people could see this stuff. So all of these films, at one time or another, played in a theater. And that's one of the most fascinating things about this to me. And watching these films, because they're not, you know, they weren't made by studios. These were made by people, just like people who, you know, who make the films and put them out on the internet and edit them in their home computer today. It was the same type of thing, except it was done on film and to theaters. But it's the same type of guerrilla filmmaking, low budget filmmaking. But the subjects that they touched on in a lot of these films weren't subjects touched by studios at the time. In the Ruffies, and Ruffies, if you don't know what that is, it was an extension of kind of the Nudie Cutie era. And Nudie Cuties were films like the Nudist Camp films, or films that toyed with sex and sexuality and had a lot of nudity in the film, but never showed anything graphic and would never show, or very rarely, if ever, would show anything below the waist except the behind. And those were kind of the Nudie Cutie films. There was Diary of a Nudist. There was Blaze Star Goes Nudist. There was a Nude on the Moon. Oh, geez. Space Thing. There was tons and tons of these films, these nudie cutie films. But after that, the roughies were films that sometimes had nudity, sometimes didn't, but actually did go into like bondage and violence towards, well, not just towards women, but towards men too, and kind of fed that craving, I guess, that guys would go to watch if these films for. And there was it was a subgenre of roughies that not that many of them. It was came and went, kind of, and... But there's some out there like the Olga series, Olga's House of Shame, Olga's Dance Hall Girls, White Slaves of Chinatown. And Olga, the female, was the dominatrix in it, was the one that was doing the violence in those roughies to women and to men. So, you know, you can't really say that those were all misogynistic, because especially in the Olga series, she was the one who was in charge. There were others out there like Scum of the Earth and the Defilers, which you can get from Something Weird, which is, I guess, typical of the roughie genre. But not my favorite of the series. I lean more towards I like the horror films. Of course, the nudie cuties and stuff like that. Those are all fun. And there's something in this, in their catalog for everyone. I mean, there really is, because they cross over so many different titles. I watched some not long ago that weren't really my cup of tea, my taste. There was some on a drag racing and kind of like NASCAR racing, and then there was some backwoods bayou films, and they were all right little films. They were a little boring to me because it wasn't really my genre, and there wasn't any nudity in there to keep you to wake you up throughout the film. But then going back to the horror stuff, depending on what it is, the stuff like the Herschel Gordon Lewis stuff, he's got a huge following, and there's lots of people that really like Herschel Gordon stuff. I have to be in the mood. When I'm in the mood, I enjoy it, but it can be a little tedious to watch sometimes. But there's so many. I keep saying, it just blows me away when I think about it and look at the titles, and my Amazon wish list is just a glut of Something Weird titles. I try to get a couple at a time of birthdays and Christmas and such. But there's, it was really eye-opening when I first discovered the Something Weird back in the early 90s at conventions. And like I said, it was on VHS. The cool thing about being on DVD now is you can just pick and choose to watch parts of it. You can watch the shorts. You can watch the trailers. You can watch the movie. You can go scene to scene. When it was just on VHS, you pretty much had to watch the movie. And then the end, you watched through the trailers, and then you waited, and after that was the shorts. You know, you could try to fast forward, but it wasn't as easy as like it on DVD. And going back, it was really eye-opening, because I was aware of Troma films. You know, I knew The Toxic Avenger and the stuff that Troma had put out at that point. And they have their own following and stuff, and Troma's fun stuff too, but Something Weird's different. It's way different than Troma. I think the thing about a lot of these films is watching them and taking them into context of when they were made, that the honest and the sincerity of the people that were making them kind of comes through. Because it wasn't, let's make something, you know, so outrageous, or we want to just make a buck. You know, they wanted to make a film, and they wanted to get their film seen. And the only way they could do it was to get it to a theater. And the thing on a lot of these, the shorts are really amazing too, because these would have been lost forever. In addition to the feature length films, Something Weird Video, each disc, just about every disc, I can't say every disc, but just about every disc got from them is packed with extras. It could be an extra bonus film that's not on the front, or it's a short musical number, or some educational films, or just short loops. Could be nudie cutie loops. It could be just a short film that relates to the other film, the main film. The same type of plot, but a real shorter, lower budget version of it. The gallery, the exploitation art, all of them always have a gallery of poster art with radio spots. About an hour or 2 hours worth of that stuff, which is just amazing. I can't say enough good things about it. That stuff is so cool to listen to. And just to see the poster art, that you don't see posters like that anymore. I mean, geez, movie posters nowadays are really crap. Usually it's either the floating heads or the big face of one of the actors in the movie or a bunch of faces of the actors, and there's no art to it. There's no scenes from the movie. Like, old posters were great, the painted posters, And it might have a scene from the movie. It might have a scene that kind of relates to the movie. But they got your attention. And there's a lot of that in these extras when you see the gallery. It's so worth it. Matter of fact, I urge anybody that's listening to this right now to stop listening and go out and buy a Something Weird disc. Go to Something Weird Video. Go to Amazon. Scour through their thousands of titles. They're relatively inexpensive, too. On, I think the highest, I mean, on their site, they might be a little more expensive. But on Amazon, you can pick them up, some of them up for under 10 bucks. There's some of them that I've watched over and over and over again. And there's some that I've only watched once. I'm not going to lie to you. There's some of them that are just boring, slow, or just, you know, not, have no interest in whatsoever. But I try to watch them all. I try, any one that I can get my hands on, I will give it, at least give it one watch. See what's going on with it. Because, like I said, you know, it just fascinates me, these films I've never heard of or never would have seen. It's a lot different now that anybody can make a film and get it online or can get it on Netflix or can get it on a Roku channel or a Vimeo or a Hulu or any of the glut of outlets is mind-blowing, to where you can get your film seen one way or another. Somebody is going to see your film. And lots of people are going to see your film, even if you just put it on YouTube. It was amazing. None of this ever existed or was even thought could exist back then, back in the 80s, 70s, 60s. And this stuff that Something Weird puts out was made in that time. And good, bad, or indifferent, I think it's worth seeing from a historical, if you're interested in film, if you're interested in bizarre films and weird films, and especially in the history of film, this stuff is fascinating, a lot of it. And so, like I said, I'll go back and say it again and again and again. Some of it is bad. Some of it is Ed Wood bad. Some of it is worse. Some of it is better. Some of it is pretty good. But across the board, most of it is entertaining for one reason or another. And it's not everybody's cup of tea, though, a lot of these titles. Like I said, I mean, you're talking titles like there's Bloodthirst, a lot of blood titles, The Body Beneath, Country Cousins, Midnight Plowboy, there's some Nudie Cuties, Naked Venus, Dr. Gore, Double Agent 73, Dracula, The Dirty Old Man, which is a bizarre... Let me talk about that for a minute. Oh, jeez. Single that one out. Dracula, The Dirty Old Man is a Nudie Cutie film. And it's such a bizarre film. I've watched it a few times in wonder. wonder what the hell they were thinking. It was filmed... And then the soundtrack, it was all overdubbed after. And it's really obvious. They try to match it up, but sometimes what they're saying isn't what the audio is saying isn't what the person on the screen was saying. And it doesn't really match up all the time. And the soundtrack cannot be what was written, what the actors were doing. Because there's a lot of, it sounds like ad-lib, made-up things. There's a Dracula character who has a coffin in a cave. And he gets this real estate agent guy to come over, and he turns him to a werewolf somehow, and he calls him Irving Jekyllman. Don't know why. And he tasks him with going out to find him females to bring back to the cave so he can suck their blood and live. But he brings them back, and he ties them up, and then he strips them naked, and then he bites them. So, you know, you have your nudie cutie bit, and you have your monsters, and this is a bizarre film, and I can't get the name Irving Jekyllman out of my head since I've seen it from the first time. I can't even begin to describe, I mean, I'm trying to describe this film, how bizarre and weird it is. The whole of the movie, dialogue overdubbed after the film was done, is separate. It's a treat. I can't say I would recommend that one, but you gotta see it to believe it. Jeez, Dr. Frankenstein's Castle of Freaks is another one. The Horrors of Spider Island, I think. Hitchhike to Hell, The Gruesome Twosome, Kiss Me Quick, Wrestling Women USA, The Veil, Verities, Swamp Country, Way Out Topless, The Notorious Cleopatra, Night of the Bloody Apes, Mexican Horror. So many titles. And it's amazing to me that a lot of the people, a lot of people that like cult films and weird films haven't seen anything from Something Weird. when it's really readily available and so much easier to get these days than it was before the internet. You'd have to go to a convention to find them or find a mail order thing in a magazine. Remember those days? And, you know, again, God bless Mike Vianney for finding these films and putting them out for us to see. And so glad that his wife is keeping this company going, so this stuff is still available for us and for future generations to discover. And I've got a small collection of Something Weird videos that I keep trying to add to as often as I can. There's some I will watch again, and there's some I will not watch again. But the extras are worth it. Can't stress that enough. I've probably said that 3 or 4 times already. I'll say it again. Here it comes. The extras on the disc are worth the disc alone. If the movie isn't to your liking, the extras are amazing. The gamut, like I said before, runs all over the genres. There's the horror films, there's atomic scare films from the 50s, which those are, I think so. They might have shown some of those on MST3K, those types of films. Or Night Flight used to show those. You remember Night Flight? Night Flight was Something Weird for us back in the day, before Something Weird. That's a good analogy. If you remember the show Night Flight, Something Weird takes the type of stuff they used to show, finds stuff similar to that that they never could show, and it's on DVD for you to see. But yeah, Night Flight was on late night TV and was our basically Something Weird on network TV. But the atomic scare films, the etiquette films are funny as hell too. How to date, how to be a nice person, those kind of films. Even the sex films are relatively innocent, especially compared to today's standards. I mean, it's not, you could say it's softcore, but it's not even close to like what Cinemax would show, or even HBO these days. It's less than implied sex, is the best way I can think to put it. But there is a lot of nudity in most of these films. So if that's something that offends you, then you don't want to check out any of these films. But if it's something that you like or doesn't bother you, then you're aces. You're good to go. If you're a Herschel Gordon Lewis fan, they pretty much got most of his films. And you can watch it. He's probably the best known of the directors that they have the stuff for. Of course, Frank Henlotter, who did Frankenhooker and Basket Case. He's in there, and I believe he partnered with Mike Vianney for a while, or maybe still is partners with his wife. Was really instrumental in getting the distribution going. So check them out. Go now. Go on Amazon. Go on the Something Weird site and look for these films. Find something that you like and get it. Order it. Watch it. And love it. A lot of this stuff, that you find you a couple titles, it's great to have at a party. Order some pizza. Have a bunch of people around. And have a blast. But if you're unsure, first off, even if you are sure you want to dive in, I cannot stress enough, get the Something Weird Extra Weird Sampler. That'll give you a good taste of a lot of stuff in their catalog to see if it's something you want. And the trailer's just entertaining as hell. 3 hours worth of trailers. That's about it, I think, for this episode. This is kind of a short one. A recap of Monster Bash. Basically, I just did, I think, a commercial for Something Weird video. I think they should send me some free discs now or something. But it is one of my favorite film companies, and I want to share that with everybody. And hope somebody out there listening likes Something Weird as much as I do, or maybe they'll discover something weird from this and will like it as much as I do. It's fun stuff. Go watch the movies. Let me know what you think. Drop us a line at our email. That's phantasmoad@gmail.com. All one word, phantasmoad@gmail.com. Or just, yeah, hey, throw us something on the Facebook page, Phantasmo After Dark on Facebook. I'll be putting up a bunch of pictures of Something Weird titles, maybe scenes from the movie, maybe some trailers, some posters, definitely some DVD covers so you can see them on the Facebook page after this goes live. So check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line. Hope to hear from you. But by all means, watch the movies. So till next time, thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.